the oddest audio assembly, this side of Chatsworth. You've arrived on the wild side.
Little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Nick Danger is brought to you this week by October Blind, the duck-flavored coffee, and by Rat in the Box. We fry what you won't touch.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Good stuff. There's a ring in my ears.
I'll get it.
Oh, that is beautiful. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling.
I can't hear you. This phone keeps cutting on and off like a crazy monkey.
Hello, everyone.
Look, just tell the president to put it between two pieces of bread and eat it.
It's all right.
Goodbye.
About the little rat.
I mean, Sal.
Oh, my. Slow down. I want to play everybody with my jingle.
Hello, troops, and welcome to the Wild Side for December 8th through December 12th, 1985. I'm William Wilde, or someone like him. Let's see, first off, my apologies for springing a Wild Side rerun on you last week, but I simply didn't have the time to produce a show. I hope my loyal listeners enjoyed that blast from the past. Besides, I wanted to be sure Mr. Fun remembered the adventures of Commander High Guy when Artie nomination time rolls around. Anyway, for any new callers out there, you've reached the Wild Side, the place to call to hear comedy, caller comments, and assorted audio oddities from my extensive collection. It's where you call to get a smile on your face and a painful dent in your ear. And we'll get to the stuff right after this. Look at them line callers, ain't they a sight? Tying up them telephones morning and night. Calling from their kitchens, calling from their beds, calling from their phony booths, calling from their heads, calling from their living rooms, calling from their car, calling from their neighbor's house, calling from a bar. The way to be a line caller ain't no way to stall it. Find yourself a funny phone, go ahead and call it.
Over at Rochester, New York. I just sent you a few lines over from WUVO, one of the radio stations here in town. And this week I'm going to send you another feed from WMYR, another station here in Rochester. And I just want to tell you guys, I am calling from Rochester, New York. And we are planning to set up our first line here in Rochester very shortly, in a month or so, and I'll be giving that number ASAP. I really like this. The lines really have been really, really neat. It keeps me busy on the job at night doing nothing. And
off into
that feed from WNYR
in
Rochester.
If you missed Ken Caden's company last week, you really missed it.
This is Walter Klondike. The sanitation department in Bristol has a major problem. Their goat died. And here's some Middle East etiquette. At a PLO wedding, the bride throws her bouquet after she pulls the pin. A new product from Rock Glen Pharmacies of New York, the combination birth control device and home pregnancy test kit. You spend so much time cleaning up after the rabbit, you don't have a chance to get pregnant.
Hi, this is Charlie Daniels. I like to listen to Kid Jake Company because they paid me to say this.
Excuse me. Are you ready to order?
You go first, Coolina.
Yes, I'll have spare rib, barbecue chicken breast, veal cutlet, roast beef, a double shrimp cocktail, onion soup.
She's not done.
Filet mignon, apple pie a la mode with a bit of cheese on the side. And what do you think I should have to drink?
How about Lake Ontario?
Kincaid & Company. Weekday morning from 6 to 10 on 990 WNYR.
That's all this week from Rochester. Hey. Thanks, I guess. Bye.
We would like to become a radio and a disc jockey.
This is a historic occasion, Mr. Mack. The world's first telephone extortion. That's right. Please leave $10,000 in small bills in front of the North Hollywood branch of the police department. I will be by to count it, wearing a stocking mask and wearing a striped shirt. You can't miss me. Now you may be wondering, why am I going to leave the bag in front of the North Hollywood police department? Two reasons. First of all, who would ever expect someone to go there without a bag of money? Secondly, I know I'll be safe and that nobody will mug me and take the money. So, I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't give me money, but do it anyway, Mr. Mack. It's our story, come in.
This is getting serious, man.
Mr. Mack, I'm sorry. I know you want me to make one call per week, and I've been trying to live up to it, haven't I? I mean, I'm like a reformed alcoholic, reformed phonoholic, so to speak. It's driving me up the wall, but I'm leaving one comment a week. Anyway, this week, I just have, even though I left a brief comment, I have to leave another one. Poor, poor Richie Calcon. I mean, sure, I had fun making jokes about the guy, and sure, I enjoyed hearing Mr. Wilde say the Plan 9 from outer space of the phone world. I mean, making jokes is fun. But, gang, this guy, I listened to this week's output tape, and he sounds like he's mad as hell and tired of it all. All right? Now, that's sad. This guy, sure, maybe he plagiarized a lot in the past, and sure, maybe his sound quality has been going through changes and phases. But he stuck it out, hasn't he? Calcom has been around for a while. And even when he's probably felt like chucking the whole ball of wax because he feels very unappreciated out here in phone land, he's still stuck by it. Now, I'd just like to say, the Wild Side is my main squeeze, telephone-wise. Ooh. Yeah, but, I love the Wild Side. I love Paul Mack Presents, and this is my main line, obviously, because I'm a humor-oriented type of guy. But for comment lines, and that rapidly vanishing breed of comment lines, why not make something good out of Richie's line, instead of all of us bitching all the time? I mean, sure, I'm not going to give up Richie Calcom jokes. I'm not going to give up Alex jokes. I tell them on myself. But let's have fun with Richie's line. There's room for everybody out there. And he has a different type of line. The Wild Side and Richie's are like apples and oranges. Just because I prefer the Wild Side does not mean there are not people who prefer Calcom. True, William, it may be doubtful. Sorry, Rich, I didn't mean it. I couldn't resist. But let's make something out of it. Leave your comments. Talk to Richie over the input line and see how he responds to next week's output tape. Make comments on politics if you want. Just see how the line evolves and see what it turns into. Because as Rich said on this week's output, the line is only as good as the people who called it. And if nobody calls in with good stuff, nobody's going to call up the line and listen to the output either. So, let's lay off poor Rich, at least for a little while, and try to leave some comments. It may be against your principles. It may make you want to puke. But leave input on Calcom, and let's give the guy a hand for sticking it out, all right? Later on.
Give him a hand for sticking it out? Are you kidding?
If he keeps sticking it out in public, he's going to get arrested for indecent exposure.
At the tone, the time will be too late. Exactly.
Say, Paul, where is the college call? Echo College? I would be interested in attending Echo College. This is Wasp from Glendale. Please give us an address so that we may also obtain the degrees like you did. Thanks for doing it in your state.
Well, how about that? Les made a joke. I thought he was always so serious. Good going, Les.
The Jews, the Pope, and the U.S. Who's that fanatic guy by the sea? Who trains those psycho vigilantes? Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, who likes to send his troops to his borders, firing at his neighbors with glee. No one has got a fuse that is shorter than Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. And Muammar's got Russian arms, some poison gas, firebombs. That Muammar's got manic charms. He's quite a guy, he's quite a guy. It ain't no lie, he's quite a guy. Please speak to Dr. Zare for the continuing sagas of Muammar.
Well, thanks for the comment, Doctor. I hope I didn't mess it up there with my little bit of keyboard, but, oh, geez, I just couldn't help myself.
Guess what, everybody? There's a new line in town. Hear a Gumby phone adventure. 988-0540.
And you are part of a rebel alliance and a traitor.
Be doomed.
Help! 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 I am curious, where did you go to which college, and where is it located for the Echo College or Echo Techniques? I'd like to learn to pick that up in my professional voice career. I appreciate it. Thank you. This is
Flash from Glendale. Jeez Louise, he was serious.
Hello, this is the Music Man from Orange County, now calling from New York City. This is my first call to the Wild Side, and I have a couple of questions to Paul Mack and the line runners of the Wild Side. As an old resident of Orange County, I used to listen to like the BS line and clothesline, but now that I'm in New York going to school here, it doesn't seem to matter on my phone bill if I call Orange County or Los Angeles since it's all 3,000 miles away. I was wondering if you could tell me the schedule of this line. For instance, when do you have the Gopher Twin tapes? Do you change your output tapes every week? What are the days of the week that you play output? What days of the week do you play Gopher Twins? Etc. And one last question would be, I just want to say I really enjoyed the third annual Artie Awards last year, and I'm really looking forward to the fourth annual. I'd like to know when the balloting is and when they will be presented. And this is the Music Man from Orange County, now calling from school in New York City, saying thanks a lot and keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Well, Music Man, let me see if I can clear this up for you. The Wild Side usually runs for 5 days, Saturday 12 midnight through Thursday 12 midnight. The Gopher Twins usually run Thursday midnight to Saturday midnight and so on. The management, of course, reserves the right to not always do what's usual. Last week, for instance, was the first time I've run a repeat show since I took over July 1st. As for the Artie Awards, according to my sources, nominations will be presented by March or earlier, and the presentation ceremony in April. And now, back to the future. Sorry, I mean, back to the stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay. This is Danny Van Eyes here, and I just wanted to say that you are listening to 761-3330. The Wild Side, presented by Paul Mack, or something like that. And I found that there are a few IBM PC bulletin board systems in the Los Angeles area that have uploads and downloads of very good public domain programs. In Culver City, area code 213-410-0714 is a 300 or 1200 baud IBM PC bulletin board system with uploads, downloads, and message system. In Northridge, California, actually no, it's in San Fernando Valley, 818-368-5801 is 300 or 1200 baud IBM PC with uploads and downloads and a message system. Then there's one in Tarzana, California, which is 818-343-2356, which is a IBM PC bulletin board system, which is a 300 baud, I believe, unless they could have 1200 though. And then there's a few other systems, the other kinds. There's a matchmaking system you can call the feedback matchmaking system, feedback dial your match at area code 818-888-6600. Then you can call dial your match, I don't know, whatever the number is, but it's 818-997-7575, and that one's a 1200 baud DYM. Anyway, this has been Danny Van Iver, just a few numbers to call if you have an IBM or a computer with a modem. This has been Danny Van Iver. Thank you, bye.
Well, thank you. Hi, Danny. Appreciate the information. And as long as we're on the subject, let me give you a couple of more numbers for these bulletin boards. Try the fault line at area code 213-277-6096. And there's MailPack at 213-471-4747, both of which I'm told operate on a 300 or 1200 baud modem. Okay, that's my part. Now back to the stuff.
This is Alex checking in for this week. My comment this week is semi-serious. You can hear that gentleman in the background. This man's name is Toma. He's a Reaganite type who's getting free airtime and being allowed to swear over the public airwaves on ABC, now owned by Capital Cities Television. I believe the owner's a friend of Reagan's as well. My roundabout way of the point is, he's classifying marijuana with all other dangerous drugs, like angel dust and stuff. This is sounding like the reefer madness of the Reagan administration. He's telling about marijuana smokers who, females having babies with 11 fingers on one hand. He's saying you want deformed kids like that. Are you listening, Karen Grateful Dead? You could have a baby with 22 fucking fingers, according to this dude. He's talking about people who smoked marijuana and poked their eyes out because they had no feeling in their eyes. I'm serious, kiddies. I'm leaving this on the input because this reminds me of the brown shirts, communist brainwashing tactics for kiddies. I mean, most of these kids are going to go away laughing, but there are going to be quite a few who are going to say, hey, can you believe what this guy told us? And believe it. And those are the ones that want to become the young Republicans. Carry on the grand old tradition of these dudes in office. Man, makes one want to get into politics. Maybe, William, we can start a party, the Independent Rebels or something like that, in the grand old tradition. Oh, by the way, I'm a direct descendant of Oliver Wolcott. My family used to be in Connecticut. He signed the Declaration of Independence, and I got a book on him in the library, which said he melted down a statue of King George back in 1770-something to make bullets in his backyard with a few of his buddies. I like that. You got a statue of Ronnie Handy. Later.
100 kids a week are putting a gun in their mouth and blowing their heads off.
Oh, hi, this is Karen. This is Karen Grateful Dead. And last night I went to see a Supertramp at Pacific Amphitheater.
I'm going to do some counseling.
Last night of their tour, last concert at Pacific Amphitheater. They put on a good show. They didn't do a lot of the songs I hoped they would do. But all in all, what a tight band. You know, the music just sounded fantastic.
You want to do drugs?
I had a blast. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You're going to go down the drain.
And I went with, you know, another phone person that, you know, calls comment lines. And I'm not going to reveal this person's name in case this person, you know, doesn't want people to know that, you know, we went to a concert together. So, you know, maybe this person will step up and, you know, say so. And if not, you know, hey, I did have a good time. Bye.
Aw, shucks.
Philadelphia, and I got a joke for you, William. Did you hear about the guy whose father was a Hare Krishna and his mother was a Jehovah Witness? Yeah, well, it seemed that every Saturday morning at about 7 o'clock, he found himself knocking on airplane doors. Have a good one there, Mr. Wild.
Why, that's ridiculous.
You are the new American generation. You're the movers and the shakers.
I is a kind of caffeine.
You're the caffeine generation.
Up all night on caffeine.
Caffeine is the calm moment that lets you think. Then caffeine lets you dream it. Then you run around the house like a Wolverine. No other drug does that like caffeine. Oh, no.
Caffeine.
Try your caffeine achievers and catch up with them. They got things to do, places to go, people to see, achievements to achieve. What are you sitting there for? It's cheap. It's legal. It's an incredible buzz.
Yes, hello. Hello. Was it Tom? Oh. This is Moaning Great Face. Yes, my name is Moaning Great Face, the famous blues man. And I've been doing an interview with you about 2 weeks ago. I don't know why I haven't heard myself yet on the radio. Perhaps this is because you never heard my records. I make very, very good records. I had record number one, which was called Eat My Grits, being known as the Grit Face. That was on the Ahuli label, very famous old blues label. Then number two record I had, Sit On My Grits. That's the most fun record of all. So, I don't know, perhaps you'd like to listen to my music at a later date. If you don't think my interview is good, I got Capital Cities Communications and CBS bidding for a yes, I am Moaning Grit Face, the famous blues man. And I'll be talking to you later. Thank you very much.
Written on Max was a little baby, sitting on his mammy's knee. From receiver, shook his head and said, "This phone line gonna be the death of me, Lord. This phone line gonna be the death of me."
This is the most ridiculous, screwed up mess I've ever heard.
I don't know. Yeah, William and Paul, hello. This is Karen Grateful Dead. Don't play that comment I left about Supertramp the other night because I have to leave a better one. Okay, so I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, come on, Karen, don't do this to me. I mean, your other comment came in first, so your other comment's already in the show. What do you expect me to do? Go back and do it all over again for your... cut it out and just take scissors to it? Sorry, I can't do it. The best I can do is... Look, everybody, do us a favor. Do Karen a favor and just ignore the other comment. Just forget you even heard. Okay, I mean, just put it out of your mind. I mean, you know, just disregard the other... As though the other comment had never... You know, this... This is...
Grateful Dead, and last night on KMET they debuted a song by Molly Hatchet. Molly Hatchet has a brand new album out, and it's a live concert album. I'm sure a lot of you are thrilled, but I don't care because Molly Hatchet is one of the last surviving southern rock bands. Anyway, you know, it's a live album, and they are doing Freebird, originally done by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and what an intense song. Those guys jam so heavily on that song that you can hear, definitely you can hear Lynyrd Skynyrd influence in that song, of course, because they did the song right, but those boys did one hell of a job covering that tune. So when the album's out, southern rock fans, you know, go out and check it out, the brand new live Molly Hatchet album. The only cut I heard off the album last night, but believe me, by the sound of that cut, I know that Molly Hatchet's own songs done live have to be excellent too. So, you know, I'm giving everyone a good idea. Go out, buy the new Molly Hatchet album. This has been a comment from Karen Ungrateful Dad.
Hello, guys. William and Paul. Susie Q wants to leave a little bit of wisdom for all you guys out there, so I'm going to let her take this opportunity, and I want everybody out there, have a happy Thanksgiving and everything, okay? I don't know if this is going to make it in time, but if it doesn't, I hope you had one. Okay, here comes the lady of the year, of my year, and maybe of all my years.
Hi, this is me, Susie Q. I'd like to leave a comment. This is not the best thing I should leave about the holidays, but it is something that's bothering me. Anybody out there watched The Big Spin on TV, you know, last night? They had a criminal. They let him out of jail. The judge let him out of jail to spin. And he won $50,000. And you know what his crime was? He stole. You know? I mean, you know, armed robbery, stealing. He was in jail. And they let him spin. But yet, there was a lady out there that had a lottery ticket, and, you know, she won $100, and she was supposed to be in the drawing. She was on welfare. They wouldn't let her spin. They wouldn't let her go into the drawing. And anybody in SSI and welfare, they won't even let them go into the drawing. It's not fair. Hope somebody does something fast, and it's not right. And I already called up and complained to the station. Thank you. God bless, and I hope you play this. This is Susie Q. Goodbye, and happy holidays from Susie Q. Q. Bye.
Hello again, this is Dave Tarzana. Yes, just got cut off by my other line, but I'm back. Wanted to continue. Karen Grateful Dead got tickets for the Grateful Dead for her birthday. Happy birthday, Karen Grateful Dead. Now, Dave Tarzana's birthday is coming up on December 19th. That's right, hear it everybody, December 19th. And you see, Dave Tarzana is poor. He's very poor, and he cannot get the tickets that he wants for his birthday. So I ask all of you out there, maybe if you could place a donation in the name of Dave Tarzana, check, you know, check would be nice. Credit card, I accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express. You know, towards the Dave Tarzana Fund for a concert. I don't know which yet, probably, a new music concert, I'm not sure. Nothing like the Grateful Dead, but somewhere in the line of today's music, you know, current kind of pop hits, I guess. Well, anyways, I must be going. This is Dave Tarzana signing off from Tarzana. Alive and well. Au revoir.
Why, that's ridiculous.
Story of friendship and adventure that touched the hearts and stirred the imaginations of the world. The true, if slightly snotty, saga of Butch Canoga and the Four-Track Kid. The thrills.
I feel like you just used
a big bang ball you're
asking. Sydney, no, you haven't been used. No, it wasn't like a wham bam thank you ma'am at all. But Mickey happens to be very popular in the phone world, and she's going to be a big
fine. Well, excuse us.
Well, I'm real sorry, girls, but we do have an awful lot of work
okay,
to do.
Okay, fine. Go ahead with your little Mickey. We mean Kate.
Oh, Mickey, I'm real sorry about this interruption here.
That's okay. I understand sour grapes. Who's she calling sour? Who's she calling grape?
Just another sarcastic witch and a veteran tape recorder jockey. But as tele-outlaws fighting a private war against ear fatigue, they will live on forever as Butch Canoga and the Four-Track Kid. A wild, fun production featuring music by W.W. Thomas. Now playing somewhere, sometime, out there.
Talk about your steaming pieces of brilliance. I mean, that was a great film. Did you see that? No? Oh, gee, well, anyway, remember that you can hear the Air Force in action over at Telefun at 818-882-9524 and 882-9523, where from the 8th to the 10th, the Four-Track Kid is presenting a special tribute to John Lennon in memory of his tragic death. The effect of the death of Elvis Presley and the exposure of his personal life by the Myth Bombers, for me, was only compounded by the senseless shooting of John Lennon. And to be honest, I don't think I've ever been quite the same since. Sorry, I sound like I should be talking to my analyst, don't I? Well, at any rate, while we're on the subject of numbers, remember Richie Calcom at 407-1111. 1112 and 1113, I think, as well. And remember, that's the 818 area. And while you're thinking about it, why don't you pick up the phone as soon as you hang up the phone and call the Wildside Input Line at 818-761-0333 and record your comments, entertainment reviews, jokes, silly songs, whatever, for use in the next Wildside. That's 0333 for input. I'm sure that the holidays will be as hectic for you as they will be for me, but I'm hoping to do something special, or at least different, for Christmas week. So until next time, this is William Wilde for Paul Mack Presents and Wildside Studios. Thanks for letting me do it in your ear. If you missed any part of this tape, it will be repeated momentarily. The red zone is for loading and unloading of passengers only. Please remain seated until the ride comes to a complete halt. Keep off the grass. No running by the pool with power tools. Don't dribble your milk.